Now then, if you were joining us earlier on this week, you'll have been hearing me banging on about the Drive Time Christmas chart. I love this time of year, and I love the fact that the Christmas songs still come out. I mean, we all like the classics and the old stuff. We can all put on a bit of Cliff, a bit of Slade, or a bit of Wizard, or whatever your tastes are, and feel like Christmas past. But I quite like Christmas future and Christmas current. And there's loads of great Christmas songs coming out every single year. And we're celebrating that again this year on the Phoenix FM Drive Time Christmas Chart. Now, last year, the winner of the Drive Time Christmas Chart was decided on Christmas Eve. And it went off big style. It was Lapwing, which is essentially Scotland's entry for last year, versus Malpope, who was essentially Wales' entry for last year. Malpope took it by storm. It was an amazing event, and you can listen again to the whole shebang online at phoenixfm.com. But this year, 2022, we've gone bigger, we've gone bolder, and we've gone louder and prouder. There's a whole load of artists involved, and we're going to do a reveal now as to who is in the semi-finals from next week. So we'll do a semi-final Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday. Four Christmas songs, brand new this year in each one, all battling it out. But seeded Fruitless semi-finals because he won last year, because it's a beautiful Christmas song, because it's on an album raising money for the Everyone Deserves a Christmas campaign, and because he joined us on this very show on Wednesday? Thursday? It might have been yesterday, actually. They all blend into one, to be honest, but you can listen online. And catch up on the whole shit, a whole load. Malpope, of course, of eternal fame in Wales, really. He's a bit of a legend around there, to be honest, and he's one of my favourite guests of all time. Not only has he got loads of great stories and brilliant life advice, he also wrote Fireman Sam, the theme tune. I know, it blew my mind when I found that out. And if he sang us yesterday, Fireman Sam in Welsh. Blew my mind. Anyway, I'm not going to play the song that's entered into it because he's got a whole album, so I thought I'd try and squeeze in a few other songs as well. So this, kicking off semi-final number one, is Malpope with A Warm Wind. It's a beautiful Christmas song, and I'm going to let him introduce it and give you a little lovely Christmas message. And then after that, we'll find out who's facing him off in semi-final number one.
Hello, this is Malpope, and you're listening to Stuart on Phoenix FM. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Oh, and by the way, Nadolig Llawen, a blwyddyn newydd dda.
still believe that I will soon see everything that heaven's treasure has in store.
Cinematically epic in every way, isn't it? Lovely stuff from the King of Christmas in Wales, the awesome Mel Pope on Phoenix FM. Warm Wind is from his album Christmas with the Pope and Friends. Excellent name. And by Friends, there's all sorts of incredible people on there, including Steve Balsamo, who plays Jesus Christ Superstar in the West End big hit show a few years ago. And he's railed out Jesus and other big guns for Christmas album. He's gone all out, and it's all to raise money for a brilliant cause, the Everyone Deserves a Christmas campaign. You can find out all about it online at phoenixfm.com. Gorgeous song also features a 200 strong choir, including the Valley Rock Choir. He was telling us all about what it was like to essentially crowd manage and work with 200 ladies in a recording studio. He's living the dream. He really is. So, Mal Pope is through to the semi-finals of the Drive Time Christmas chart. Now, we're about to find out who joins him. Whoa. Got to tune that bell up, haven't they? Right, okay, so we're going to do a draw. We're going to put out the names from a hat. I say a hat. It's basically a paper bag that looks a little worse for wear, shall we say. Not going to name the brand, but they have a middle to their shop. You know what I mean? So, joining Mal Pope in semi-final number one on Monday, is 20. She was in the Drought yesterday with a song called Elf Yourself. Yes, there is a bit of a innuendo involved, but it's a lovely song, an alternative one nonetheless. So she got 30-something percent, I think it was. 38% of the vote in yesterday's vote. She faces off against Mal Pope in semi-final number one. Also joined by... the lottery winners. They've got a lovely song out called Christmas, I Won't Be Alone, it's gorgeous. They got 23% of the vote in the first round. Only beaten by Katie Cole, who's joining us later in the show, who also has a Christmas song. So far, semi-final number one, Mal Pope, Twinnie and the lottery winners. Who's going to join them? Taylor Swift. Oh, that's a strong group. I do love Mal Pope, but I do love Taylor Swift. You know, I'm sure he'll understand. She was in Group C, received 19% of the vote to get through to the semi-finals. So what a group. Semi-final number one features Mal Pope, Twinnie, the lottery winners, and Taylor Swift. We'll decide that one on Monday. I shall put it on Twitter over the weekend. You can vote for your favourite out of all of those. And on Monday, about 5:30 probably, we'll know out of that group the winner and who's going to be in the semi-final. In semi-final number two, another seeded artist who's going to join us on Monday for a chat all about the song, releasing a gorgeous Christmas song called Santa Leave Something For Me, is Seekin' Benjamin. He's from just up the road, not too far away from us, and it's a gorgeous charity he's raising money from, which basically helps parents of children who aren't well stay over somewhere over Christmas, for any period of time, really, however long they need to be near their loved ones when they're not well. The Cots for Tots campaign, this is the charity receiving the benefits of the gorgeous Christmas song. He wrote it with his son in the studio last year, and he tells me his son wrote all the lyrics to the song, so it's so sweet. So he's through to semi-final number two. This is Seekin' Benjamin. We'll find out who's going to join him and pitch up against him next week after you hear the song.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas now. Let's have some fun. Merry Christmas, it's that time of year. Granddad's put up his Christmas lights, so Santa knows we're here. Candy canes and tinsel on the Christmas tree. I've been a really good kid this year, so Santa leave something for me. Kissing under the mistletoe, everybody's here. Don't you know it? Fun. Shaking up the presents underneath the tree. Daddy picked up his guitar to play another song for me. Everybody's here. Don't you know it's Christmas? So come on, guys, give me a cheer. I say, Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas,
everyone.
Everyone.
Seeking Benjamin, Santa, Leave Something for Me, into the semi-finals of the Drive Time Christmas chart. Of course, lovely song, and it's all raising money for the Cots for Tots charity. And we'll have a chat with Seeking Benjamin on Phoenix FM Drive next week, Monday, about 3:30. Join us for that, because he's got a lovely story to tell all about how he inspired the song and how it came to be. And he is in the semi-final of the Drive Time Christmas chart. Who's going to join him? We're about to find out. Going deep into the no expense paired carrier bag of Christmas. Can you hear that? Nothing says Christmas like a carrier bag. Not even a bag for life, do you know what I mean? So, joining, pitching up against Seeking Benjamin in the semi-final number 2 of the Drive Time Christmas chart, decided next week on Tuesday, is Lauren Spencer Smith. Now, she's got a lovely Christmas song out this year called Single on the 25th. I have a feeling I may relate to it. It's a brilliant Christmas song. It received 40% of the vote on the knockout stages in Group B. Second, they have won the group. Clean sweep. Oh, Lauren Spencer Smith taking on Seeking Benjamin. Also joining them in the same semi-final number 2. It's Kelly Lee. Oh, wow. Her Christmas single, Unwrap My Heart, off the EP by the same name, featured on CBeebies last night. She shared it all over the social media. The crowd went wild for it. And she went through to the semi-finals with 77% of the vote in her group, beating Taylor Swift, I know. Big competition there. So, Seeking Benjamin, Lauren Spencer Smith and Kelly Lee in the semi-final, number 2. One more artist to join them. Who's it going to be? Let's ask the mysterious carrier bag. Should have got Lidl to sponsor it, you know. I didn't, so I won't mention them. Oh, it's Cliff Richard. Sir Cliff. With Heart of Christmas. He's back for Christmas this year. Whoa, that's a big group, that. Cliff Richard, Kelly Lee, Lauren Spencer Smith, and Seeking Benjamin. All in semi-final number 2 for the Drive Time Christmas chart. Decided on Tuesday at about 5:30. I'll post it on Twitter over the weekend if you can go and vote there. Incredible scenes. Blimey, there's a big old group, that one, I tell you. Everyone's going to be sharing that one all over the place. We'll find out who's in semi-final number 3 and which charity single we're featuring in it after this.
Happy Christmas from everyone at Phoenix FM.
Did you know St. Francis Hospice will collect and recycle your real Christmas tree for a voluntary donation? Search St. Francis Hospice for more information and to register your tree. Support your local charity this Christmas. Sponsored by Western Co.
Get into my car!
Hop in the passenger seat and strap in for a high five on Drive. Join in the fun with our never-ending story, my world-famous poetry podcast, great music, top guests and local travel reports.
Well done!
So join me, Stuart Pink, weekdays 3 till 6 on Phoenix FM Drive in association with St. Francis Hospice.
Out of my dreams.
Hi, this is Ben Drake. You're listening to Stuart Pink on Phoenix FM. Please download the Pulmonary Fibrosis Trust song, Christmas Time. All the money goes to the charity. I would very much appreciate it, and have a good Christmas.
Sound the voice in my head. carries me on, the wind in my sail, the words to my song. I'm so grateful tonight that you're here by my side this Christmas time. Whenever I fall and I'm on bended knee, you are the one comforting me. The stars in the sky, the string to my bow, the light in my life. And I just want you to know I'm so grateful tonight that you're here by my side this Christmas time. So let's sing and let's smile, leave our troubles behind just for a while. So let's dance and let's cheer, cherish this time, it comes once a year, it's Christmas time. It's Christmas time. It's Christmas time. Sing and let's smile, leave our troubles behind us just for a while. So let's dance and let's cheer, cherish this time, it comes once a year. Whenever I'm lost, you're there to be found. When I cannot see, you are the sound. The stars in the sky, the string to my bow, you're the light in my life. And I just want you to know I'm so grateful tonight that you're here by my side this Christmas time.
The Ben Drake Collective on Phoenix FM Drive with their stunning Christmas single out this year, Christmas Time. Ben Drake was on the show earlier on Wednesday this week, having the chat with us all about the single. He wrote it, first song he's ever written, started on the piano after he learned that earlier this year. He wrote that song in memory of his late father, who he lost to pulmonary fibrosis. And the song is to raise money and funds and awareness, really, for the Pulmonary Fibrosis Trust, of which Ben Drake is an ambassador. You can listen again to the whole chat online at phoenixfm.com. I think you'll agree it's a gorgeous Christmas song, which is why it's through to semi-final number 3 of the Drive Time Christmas chart. Let's find out who he's against in the semi-final. Three more artists will join him, because there's only 3 more in the back, so I know that. Yeah, so joining the Ben Drake Collective in semi-final number 3, which takes place on Wednesday at about 5:30 on Phoenix FM Drive, is Josh Ramsey. Oh, he's got a good Christmas song. It's called Christmas Angel. It was in Group B. It got 24% of the vote to make it through to the semis. Previous guest of Phoenix FM Drive is Josh. Canadian superstar, brought out his album The Josh Ramsey Show at the start of the year. Features all sorts of people, including Chad Kroeger of Nickelback fame. It's awesome. So Josh in the semis against Ben Drake. Also joining them in semi-final number three is the Mary Wallopers. Oh, wonderful. They were on the show a couple of weeks ago with an alternative Christmas song, and I mean alternative. Cod liver oil and the orange juice. They're an Irish folk band who have reimagined a Christmas hymn about Hairy Mary. So they got 37% of the vote in Group D yesterday. So they're through to the semi-final number three. Also joining... Katie Cole, who's got a stunning Christmas single out called Baby It's Christmas. She resides in Nashville. Session musician and live on tour with the Smashing Pumpkins as their keyboard player, guitarist, vocalist. Been working on a big album with them as well. And she's joining us on the show later on today to have a chat all about her Christmas single, Baby It's Christmas, which received 54% of the vote in Group A. So, semi-final number three, the Ben Drake Collective, Josh Ramsey, the Mary Wallopers, and Katie Cole. That's a tough group. And only one can go through to the final. So, look at that. Amazing. We've finally decided who's going through to the semi-finals next week. They'll kick off from Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, of course. Head online to Twitter, at StuPink, StewPink, where you'll be able to cast your vote from the weekend once I've done the admin and worked out when all the polls finished and stuff. And by Friday, the 23rd, we will know who is this year's Drive Time Christmas number one. Exciting stuff, isn't it? Now then, to kick off Christmas, some people play that game where they get whammed. On this station, we play a game we like to call Getting Slayed. Ladies and gents, you've just been slayed.
Are you hanging up, standing on your wall? It's the time that every Santa has a ball. Does he ride a red nosed reindeer? Does it turn upon his sleigh? Do the fairies keep him sober for a day?
Christmas has only really begun when Noddy has been shouting it's Christmas from the rooftops. Phoenix FM Drive, in the next hour we'll be joined by the lovely Katie Cole for a chat all about her awesome Christmas single, Baby It's Christmas. Stay exactly where you are for that. And of course, the never ending story of Drive goes on. You can catch up in all the usual places online. Send us a message, radio@phoenixfm.com.
Phoenix 98 FM.
Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews, check the events for your area, and listen to great radio online.